السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press response. The separation of Darfur is a heinous crime carried out by agents. A response to the article of Dr. Issam Dakin. Translated. I have reviewed an article on WhatsApp under the title, quote, "The separation of Darfur will not be rejected by a rational one." Dakin Yet 1753, the 6th of April 2026 by Dr. Issam Dakin, end quote. And among what was in it was, quote, "This title came direct because Darfur has become a stake for Sudan, and I have become not hesitating in writing about the separation of Darfur because it is the best and most suitable solution, in my view, for this historical stake due to what we have seen from the violations of the rebellious terrorist Darfuri Rapid Support Forces militia in the war of the 15th of April 2023, and due to what we hear from the youth of Darfur of insults and words not befitting the Sudanese people," end quote. Due to the seriousness of what came in the article, especially with regard to the calling for the separation of Darfur, the separation which is originally a heinous crime and filthy American plan to tear apart our country and control it, it was necessary to respond with these points and clarify what was ambiguous to its writer so that he realizes the reality of the matter and corrects the concept. I began my response with a number of questions and inquiries. Firstly, is the separation of Darfur really a solution or a remedy, or is it a crime and a conspiracy? And who is the one who plans and executes this conspiracy? Who was the one who made for Darfur a special status and a special rule according to the Doha Agreement so that it is prepared for an evil that was intended for it and planned for it in the dens of evil in the embassies of America, the enemy of Islam and Muslims? Secondly, who is the one who created the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, so that it carries out this filthy task? And who was the one who armed it and made it legal? Who was the one who brought it into the capital? And who was the one who handed to it the strategic places? And who was the one who legislated for it the law in the army so that it becomes legitimized and legalized? Who was the one who protected it with military and political statements so that it is not dissolved? Who was the one who withdraws for it from the cities and hands it to the sites and leaves for it the weapons and equipment to resupply so that it remains strong? And who is the one who holds the reins of the army from eliminating the danger of this militia so that it continues in its project to destroy Sudan and the separation of Darfur? Indeed, the plan of separating Darfur is part of the plan of the Borders of Blood, the plan of America to tear apart the lands of the Muslims, which was prepared by the architects of the new American Sykes-Picot Agreement to fragment the fragmented, among them Bernard Lewis, the British-born Jewish historian and American citizen, and the architect of the project of dismantling the Islamic lands, especially Egypt, Sudan, Lebanon, Syria, Iran, Turkey, and Afghanistan, into a group of cantons and ethnic, sectarian, and tribal mini-states by assignment from the American Department of War, the Pentagon. Likewise, this plan was confirmed by the map of the retired American General Ralph Peters, which he published in the year 2006, and which divides the Middle East into cartoonish mini-states. And the plan was succeeded by separating the government of al-Bashir, the south of Sudan, in coalition with the popular movement under the leadership of the late John Garang, and today is the government of al-Burhan, with the RSF proceeding to separate Darfur with the same plan, through suspicious withdrawals, handing over army camps and cities to the RSF, and not moving the armies or the aircraft to end its rebellion. With the knowledge that the army is capable of ending the war and liberating the land of the people if only its reins were released from the one who holds it. Al-Bashir had previously admitted that he passed the tearing of the South under American pressures, stating, quote, "The separation of the South was under American pressure, and the American plan is the division of Sudan into five states," end quote. Interview of Sputnik Russian website with al-Bashir, the 25th of November 2017. And the confessions of the key figures in his regime and his foreign ministry, among them Ibrahim Gandour, who said, quote, Indeed, the separation of the South was in origin a conspiracy, but we accepted it, end quote. Anadolu Agency, the 13th of April, 2017. And on the 21st of November, 2018, the Foreign Ministry of Sudan, Al-Dardiri Muhammad Ahmad, clarified in an interview with France 24 that his country, quote, helped America in solving the biggest dilemma in the region, which is South Sudan, end quote. This implies that they were aware of the plan and were executing it. And today, the same scenario is repeated in Darfur, where they made for it a special status by the Doha Agreement on the 14th of July, 2011. A referendum was even conducted for it to become a separate region in the year 2016, and by planning for its separation through the RSF, which the commander of the army, Al-Burhan, supervised, strengthening it. The conspiracy of fragmentation has already begun since the establishment of the RSF at the hand of the former President al-Bashir, under American sponsorship. This war, which continues within the framework of the international conflict, was ignited by America to secure its influence in Sudan and to remove the agents of Britain from the scene, and it was planned for it that the RSF gather in the end in Darfur. And that has been achieved by the strange withdrawals of the Sudanese army from its positions of deployment and handing them over to the RSF, and then allowing the establishment of a founding government with a capital, an airport, and a border crossing prepared for it, which the government of Al-Burhan renews, opening it whenever its period expires. It was allowed to use the old currency, and it receives delegations within a stone's throw from the forces of the army capable of eliminating its government if it were given the instructions to do so, if not for the clear collusion of the agents of America and its criminal plan passes. Indeed, it is truly painful that the head of evil and the disbelieving colonizer America is able to manage a bloody conflict that harvests lives in Sudan through its agents who execute the plan openly, not secretly, and publicly, not covertly, aided in that by the complicit misleading media and mercenary politicians who have no concern except worn-out chairs upon which they sit, which the disbeliever colonizer manages and controls. Indeed, tearing apart the lands of the Muslims is a great crime, and the one who participates in it bears it sin. From Arfajah bin Asad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
من أتاكم وأمركم جميعا على رجل واحد يريد أن يشق عصاكم أو يفرق جماعتكم فاقتلوه.
Whoever comes to you while your manner is united upon one man wanting to undermine your solidarity or define your unity, then kill him. And Muslim narrated from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
إذا بيع لخليفتين فاقتلوا الآخر منهما.
If bay'ah is given to two caliphs, then kill the latter of them, which confirms the obligation of preserving the unity of the ummah and not its division. Therefore, it is obligatory upon the sincere ones from the officers of the army and the people of strength and power that they stop this condemned crime and prevent America and all the colonial states and their tools from executing their catastrophic plans in our country, and that they support the great project of the ummah by establishing the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, for it alone is the exit and the salvation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةَ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ.
Indeed, whoever lives among you after me will see much difference. So upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the Rashidin Khulafa, rightly guided caliphs. Hold on to it and bite on to it with the molar teeth. Muhammad Jami Abu Ayman, assistant of the official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.